And we're back here at Marathon Park as we get set for the second period. Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. Both teams at center ice. East will have 2 seconds of a power play here. Just enough time to drop the puck, and the penalty will be over for Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie sends it behind the East net. Centering pass, they couldn't catch it, and it comes out of the zone. That's going to go the length of the ice. And it's run down by Sun Prairie behind their own net. Austin Cummings sends it behind the net to the opposite corner. The Cardinals grab it and look to break it out. Here they come. They'll knock it in. Into the zone they come. They've got a man shot, though. Corbett sticks that aside. Another shot. Corbett gets a stick on that from a tough angle. Battle behind the net. Ben Feck will grab the loose puck, carry it in front, avoid pressure, and send it out of the zone. Cardinals will grab it at center ice and bring it back the other way. They knock it in. It goes down into the corner. Centering pass. Oh, they had a man. Good back check by Feck there. Tied up the Sun Prairie man. He couldn't get a full stick on it. Puck knocked along the boards by Romanski. Feck tries to get it out. He's pinned up against the boards. Cummings will clear it. And Nick DeVorney will pick up the loose puck. Carries it in. There's a shot. And Thornton had to get a piece of that to the corner. Puck comes out to center ice. And the Cardinals bring it in. Here they come. 2-on-1. Shot. That goes high. Corbett couldn't glove it. Knocked down into the corner. Andrew Daniel will grab it there. Try to flick it out of the zone. Now it's flicked up and out to center ice. Lumberjacks grab it. McGinnity had it now sends it ahead. And into the zone, Landon Daniel comes. One man to beat. Can he get a shot away? Centering pass, he had a man, and a goal! Landon Daniel to his brother Andrew, and he put it away, and the Lumberjacks have tied it here, 1-0, or 1-1. Landon Daniel carried it in, got pushed to the side, was able to backhand a pass in front to Andrew Daniel, and he put it in for the goal, and we are tied at 1. Face-off at center ice. Piscula will send it ahead for the Lumberjacks into the zone. Sun Prairie will grab it behind their own net. Oh, it comes right out in front. Shot! And another goal! And the Lumberjacks will score 2 in the space of about 10 or 15 seconds. That puck came right out in front. I don't know who got a piece of that on the rebound. We'll listen for the scoring. But just like that, the Lumberjacks lead 2-1. An explosive start to the second period for the Lumberjacks. 2 quick goals, and they take the lead. Face-off at center ice. It'll be Eric Schumacher taking the draw. Out there with Andy Cravens and Cody Krasowski. They knock it into the zone again. Sun Prairie's defense will send it ahead. Schumacher stopped that. Andrew Daniel got both of them. And Landon Daniel, that's the first one. Here's a shot put in by East that goes wide. Andrew Daniel got both of the goals, and Landon Daniel got the assist on that. A shot put in from the point by East that time went wide off the stick of Knuckles. So Andrew Daniel gets both of them. Now a drive by Sun Prairie, blue line by Knuckles, and the puck sent back the other way. Pressure behind the Sun Prairie net. Cravens. Both players go down. Now it comes out to the point. Knuckles throws it at the net. That was blocked. Didn't get through, and now here comes Sun Prairie. They've got numbers. 3-on-2, into the zone they come. Right to the net, backhanded shot, Corbett the save, and it's knocked to the boards by Jack Knuckles. Battling for it there, Schumacher sends it ahead, Austin Cummings will pick it up. Cummings carries it out. He's got Krasowski ahead of him. Instead, it's Cummings who will take it in, and offside's going to be the call. Didn't headman the puck there, and East paid for it with an offside call. Faceoff will come out of the zone. 13:56 to play here, second period. Lumberjacks leading 2-1. Puck comes up and to the boards, knocked in for a moment by East, and now the Cardinals will carry it out. Into the zone they come. Sam Romanski grabs the loose puck and quickly sends it or thought he sent it out. It didn't get out. Now Cummings will have it. Cummings backhands the pass ahead. Feck will catch. He'll carry in. Ben Feck trying to make a move. Poke checked away from him. Sun Prairie back the other way. Centering pass that's grabbed by Romanski and knocked out of the zone. Sun Prairie needs to tag up, so East will grab the loose puck. Romanski has it. Flips it high off the glass and out of the zone. That's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Icing the call. East Hockey brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 2-1 Lumberjacks, 13:20 to play, second period. Battle off the faceoff. And Andrew Dane sends the pass ahead. Landon Dane will skate it to center ice and knock it in. The goalie came out, it's in front, and they couldn't get a stick on it. Oh, man, did they have an opportunity there. The Sun Prairie goalie was behind the net. The puck came up in front. It was an empty net, and East couldn't get a stick on it and put it away. Now Sun Prairie tries to clear it. Trevor Holcomb holds it in at the blue line. Down in the corner, McGinnity trying to grab control of it. Fighting through a check. Gabe McGinnity gets knocked to his knees. Puck is loose behind the net, goes to the corner. Andrew Daniel's going to try to dig it out there. He's tied up. McGinnity gets it back. Gets stood up, and Sun Prairie will pick up the loose puck. Here they come. Now we get a whistle and a penalty coming, and it's going to go against the Lumberjacks. Actually, it's going to be one of each. It's going to be matching minor penalties, probably for roughing on one on each team. Looked like McGinnity went for the Lumberjacks. So it'll be 5-on-5 hockey here. Five-on-five hockey, matching minor penalties against both teams. And East wins the draw. Krasowski sends it in. Held in by Schumacher. Now Krasowski. Now it's Cravens has it along the boards. Out to the point. Knuckles misfires, but able to send it back in deep. Puck in the corner. McGinnity, or make that... Krasowski sends it out to the point. Unsportsmanlike conduct, the penalty against McGinnity. Out to the point again. Knuckles, his shot blocked. Both penalties were for unsportsmanlike conduct, and now we get an offside call against Sun Prairie as they had somebody early into the zone. So both players get unsportsmanlike penalties, and it's 5-on-5 hockey here. 11:57 to play, second period, 2-1 Lumberjacks. Puck comes to the boards off the faceoff. Sun Prairie knocks it in. Piscula looks, flips it out of the zone. Cravens has it. Cravens poke checked away from him at center ice. Now it's Piscula, sends the puck off the far boards. They wave off icing as Sun Prairie runs down the loose puck in their own zone. Get the pass ahead, nearly turned over. Now here comes Sun Prairie. They've got a man going wide. He carries it into the zone. Centering pass, oh, they had a man. Good back check, though, by Piscula. Tied him up so he couldn't get a clear shot away. And now we get it in. Now they're going to take one from each again for getting tangled up. Piscula is going to go, and also going Jeremy Nehmer for Sun Prairie. So the officials trying to take control of this game here. Two men from each team in the box. It'll still be 5-on-5 hockey. Ben Feck will take this faceoff. In the East defensive zone. Official having a conversation with the East bench now about what those penalties were and why the Lumberjack player got called for one. Sun Prairie player called for interference as they tried to carry the puck to the net. Cardinals win the faceoff. That shot blocked from out on top. Now it's sent out. Goes off a skate again. This time East will carry it out. Ben Feck has the puck. Flips it in at the blue line and will give chase. Austin Cummings down there as well. Sun Prairie will grab it, look to get it out. And they will. Out to center ice. They've got a man coming in. Romanski's going to grab the loose puck. And now we have a whistle. What do we have? Going to be a penalty against the Lumberjacks? What's going on here? Three penalties called in the last minute or two. Ben Feck's going to go to the box this time for interference. And after a pretty clean first period, the second period is becoming penalty strewn here. And now East is going to have to kill off a penalty here as Sun Prairie will have the man advantage. Lumberjacks have three players in the box. Sun Prairie has two. Cardinals win it. Shot. That's blocked by Landon Danil. He went down and got that one. Cedric pass. They've got a man. Shot went wide from the slot. Andrew Danil looking to clear it, and he will off the glass. Landon Danil is going to shoot in shorthanded on the forecheck. He gets there first. Cardinals will grab it, though. And here they come back the other way on the power play. They carry it in. Poke checked away to the boards, now sent behind the East net. Centering pass. They've got a man in front. Couldn't get a stick on it. Now Andrew Danil will clear it all the way to the other end on net. Thornton's got to stick that one aside. He has to come out of the net to play it as Jack Knuckles was coming in shorthanded. Now a turnover in the zone. Danil held it in. He got knocked down. East wanted a penalty, didn't get it. Here comes Sun Prairie to the zone. There's a shot. Blocker saved by Corbett, made to the boards. Sam Romanski looks to clear it and does. Andrew Danil coming in on the forecheck shorthanded. And it was the Sun Prairie goaltender Thornton way out of the zone, or way out of the goal to play it in the corner. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. Into the zone they come. Poke checked away by Romanski to the corner. Battle right up against the boards here. Sun Prairie will grab it behind the East net. They send it out to the point. Walk it in. Now down low. Along the boards back out to the blue line. Down low again with the pass. Looking. Back out on top. Go D to D with it. There's a shot. Corbett made the save. There's a rebound, though, and Sun Prairie grabs it. They take it to the corner. Lumberjacks look to clear it. DeVorney will clear it out. Just 14 seconds remaining in the man advantage for Sun Prairie here, trying to get the equalizer. East leading 2-1. Cody Krasowski steals it in on the forecheck. Centering pass goes off the side of the net. Sun Prairie will pick it up. Now another turnover in the zone. Krasowski the shot, and Thornton with the save. Penalty is over here. East back to full strength. 8:54 to play second period. 2-1 Lumberjacks. And it'll be the line of Eric Schumacher, Andy Cravens, and Cody Krasowski out there. Romanski and Holcomb on defense. Lumberjacks win the draw. Back to Romanski. He sends it in deep behind the net. Battle for it there. Comes out to the point. Holcomb fires it at the net. That got through. Rebound. Shot. Oh, Cravens has had an open net and missed it. Goes down into the corner. Cravens has it there. Trying to get away from pressure. Still has control of the puck. Centering pass. Oh, they had a man. He couldn't get a stick on it. And now it comes out of the zone. Romanski's got to chase it down for the Lumberjacks. Gets to center ice. Tries to flip it in. Sun Prairie picks that up. Now they'll dump it in. Now turnover to the zone. Shot. Oh, hard shot by Cravens. And Thornton makes the save. Sun Prairie turns it over. And Cravens got a hard wrister away. Sun Prairie with the save. And the faceoff coming. 8:16 to play in period number two. 2-1 Lumberjacks with the lead. Hockey brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit. There's a shot run right off the faceoff by Gabe McGinnity. And the save made by Thornton. An easy glove save right there. Faceoff coming to the right of Thornton, the goaltender. Battle for it behind the net. East has it. Tries to center it. Comes out in front. Big check right there by the Lumberjacks. Knuckles blasted somebody. Puck comes out to center ice. Jack Knuckles has it, and he gets ridden hard into the boards. Lumberjacks will dump it in, and the Sun Prairie defense will grab it. Here they come. Little space, ball, fire, a puck taken away. Here comes Landon Danil into the zone. Poke checked away from him to the boards. Sent around the net. Andrew Danil will pick it up there, trying to avoid a double team. Danil, centering pass, got a man, Landon Danil, backhands it. Romanski's got to stick it. He dumps it to the corner. Slides behind the net again. McGinnity gets ridden into the boards. Battle for it along the far boards. And East couldn't hold it. Pascula couldn't hold the blue line, and offside will be the call against the Lumberjacks. With 7:20 to play here in the second period, East Hockey is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Lumberjacks win the draw. Romanski shoots it in. Goes down into the corner. Cummings will center it there. And Sun Prairie looking to clear it. Lumberjacks hold the zone, though. Knocked in deep by DeVorney. Centering pass by Cummings. East didn't have anybody in front to get a stick on that. Here comes Sun Prairie trying to get it out of the zone. East will hold the zone. Feck will try to get a hold of it, but here come the Cardinals back the other way. Cross-ice pass. They've got a man. He carries it in. Holcomb tries to tie that up. Puck back to the goal! And a big collision, and that's going to be bad. One of the East Lumberjacks lost an edge and went down head first into the boards, and he is hurt. Let's see who that is. I would be shocked if that is not some kind of concussion, because he went in full speed to the boards head first after he lost an edge. He didn't get pushed into the boards. He was just coming in for the puck at full speed, and he went head first into the boards. I think that might be, I don't know who that is. Let's take a look. He's lying on his back. The trainer is out to look at him. He is moving all of his extremities, but he went helmet first into the boards with no cushioning by his arms or anything, and the trainer's going to have him stay down on the ice. And while they attend to the injured East player, we'll take a timeout. Come back with more. 2-1 Lumberjacks, 6:41 to play second period. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Mariston Park. The injured player was Nick DeVorney. He went headfirst into the boards. He skated off under his own power. That's good to see. We'll see if we see him again here this afternoon, because I'll tell you what, that was a big smash into the boards headfirst for Nick. But it was good to see that he skated off under his own power. Lumberjacks won that faceoff and got it out of the zone. Now the Sun Prairie defense will pick it up and send it in. They're going to wave off icing. They thought Holcomb could grab that one. He let it go. So they wave off the icing. Holcomb gets it to Cravens on the boards. He couldn't get a hold of it. Lumberjacks need to clear it out of here. It's along the boards. Holcomb sends it behind his own net. Romanski's going to chase it down on the other side and look to get it out. Romanski does get it out to Krasowski, who sends it ahead. Now it's Cravens into the zone. Cravens centering pass, but nothing there but red jerseys to grab it. They'll send it back the other way. That will be an icing call against Sun Prairie, and we get a whistle. 5:49 to play here, second period. East leading 2-1. And a reminder, still to come tonight, Bucks basketball here on Fox Sports. It'll be the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks from the Bradley Center. Pre-game show at 7:10 for Ted Davis on the call with Bucks basketball against the Hawks. That faceoff won by the Cardinals, and here they come. They've got a 3-on-2 into the zone. Drop pass. Shot. Centering pass goes off a skate. And it's behind the net. Centering pass again. This time it's Landon Daniel who will get there first and carry it out of the zone. Daniel tries to dump it in from center ice. It's poke checked away, though. And here comes Sun Prairie back into the zone. They come. There's a shot. Corbett the save. The rebound. Centered again. And it's grabbed by Landon Daniel. East has numbers if they hurry. Landon Daniel carrying it ahead across center ice. He'll flick it. And it bounces wide of the net. Andrew Daniel wins the race to the corner. Cycles it down. Sun Prairie will grab it, look to clear it, held in by Piscula. He tries to backhand it ahead. It comes loose to the blue line. Cardinals able to clear it out. They send the pass ahead. Into the zone, they come, shot! That went high, went to try high glove side, and it was too high and wide, and comes all the way out of the zone. Now it's grabbed by Andrew Daniel at center ice. He'll dump it in. East will get a change here. And Ben Feck gets out there. Also out there for a shift is Andrew Bailey. Bailey's a young sophomore player, doesn't get a whole lot of playing time, but he's out there right now. Jack Knuckles sends it back the other way. It's Feck, Bailey, and Austin Cummings out there on offense for the Lumberjacks. Cummings has it in the corner, centering pass. That's deflected. Cummings gets it back, goes over the stick of Bailey in the high slot, and out of the zone. Battle along the boards. Here comes Semperi. They got a man in front. Couldn't find him. The shot goes off of Corbett's stick and behind the net. Now out to the blue line. There's a shot. That's blocked by Romanski. Centering pass again goes all the way through in front to the far boards. Cummings will send it out. Big collision. Cummings collides with C.J. Trow, and Trow got the worst of that one. Cummings is always the biggest kid on the ice, or usually anyway. Sun Prairie sends it behind the Lumberjack net once again. Grabbed there by Knuckles. Knuckles skates it in front and out of the zone. Gets the pass ahead to Feck. Too far for him off his stick. Sun Prairie sends it back the other way. 3:40 to play here, second period. Lumberjacks leading by 1-2-1. Long pass ahead. That was deflected. They wave off icing. East is going to get a change here, at least a partial one. Sun Prairie dancing behind in their own corner there, trying to get it out. And now they will. Here they come. Once again, they have a 3-on-2 into the zone. Shot put on. Corbett sticks that one over the top into the corner. Sun Prairie with it. Battle in the corner here. A couple of Lumberjacks, a couple of Cardinals trying to dig it out. Puck is still pinned. Now it comes out behind the net. Romanski will grab it. Send it off the boards and out of the zone. Sun Prairie needs to tag up. We're going to get an offside call against the Cardinals, and we get a whistle. Exactly 3 minutes to play here in the second period. Ice Hockey is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Faceoff one back to the East defense. Trevor Holcomb sends it high off the glass. Sun Prairie will pick up the loose puck, poked away, but the Cardinals get it back. Now they send it ahead. Holcomb needs to hurry, and he's able to get control of the puck backhanded backwards, but not out of the zone. Now East will clear it, and now Andrew Dano with one man to beat. Dano carries it in across the blue line, lost the handle for a moment, centering pass, actually a shot on from a tough angle. Thornton covers that up as the Lumberjacks had a player coming in on the forecheck. 2:35 to play, second period, 2-1 East. Faceoff will come to the left of the Sun Prairie goaltender, Jake Thornton. And it comes back to the Sun Prairie defenseman. They send it over to the far boards. Looking to break it out. East able to hold the zone. Romanski holds it in. Andrew Dano behind the net. Now the puck is loose. Digging for it there. One of the Lumberjacks fell on top of it, so we get a whistle. That was McGinnity who got knocked down on top of the puck right next to the edge of the cage. And we get a whistle here. 2:18 to play in the second. And the faceoff coming in the East offensive zone here. Ben Feck will take the draw out there with Cummings and Bailey. Bailey taking, I would imagine, some minutes from DeVorney here. Now here comes Sun Prairie back the other way. Shot slid in. Corbett sticks that to the corner. Trevor Holcomb will grab it. He's looking to break it out, but Sun Prairie holds his own. Don't want to give up a late one in the second period like you did the other night against West. Now the puck pops out of play into the Sun Prairie bench area, and we get a whistle with a minute 56 to play. Game was tied 2-2 on Thursday night when East turned it over in their own zone and gave up a goal with 16 seconds to play in the second period and went on to lose that game 5-2 to the Warriors. They lead it here, though, 2-1. Peck wins the draw back to the corner. Puck comes out to the blue line. Sun Prairie sends it back down into the corner. Piscula gets his pocket picked. Now the puck comes aside. Comes out at top. Bailey looks to clear it out. He gets knocked down. Comes out to the point. There's a shot. Corbett the save. The rebound is thrown out of there and out of the zone by Piscula. That'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks, but that was a good clear by Piscula as the puck was right in front on the rebound. A minute 30 to play here in the period. And it will be Eric Schumacher to take the faceoff here for the Lumberjacks. He wins it down into the corner. Piscula sends it behind his own net over to the far boards out to the opposite point. Held in by Sun Prairie. Now it's grabbed by East. Jack Knuckles is going to carry it ahead. Knuckles across center ice. Knuckles takes it into the zone. Knuckles shoots, and that goes wide, deflects up and out of play, and we get another whistle with a minute 15 to play here in the second. Andy Cravens takes the faceoff. Puck comes down in the corner. Sun Prairie's defense will grab it, send it around the boards. Knuckles will hold it in, slap it toward the net, goes behind the Sun Prairie cage. Down in the corner, Cody Krasowski with it. Centering pass, he had a man, but Cravens couldn't get a stick on it. Now a penalty coming against East. Delayed call, Sun Prairie carries it in. Long pass to the corner, too far. Delayed penalty, Sun Prairie's got the extra skater on here. East needs to touch it up. And now they will and get a whistle. It's going to be an interference call, no, a hook coming against the Lumberjacks. And so with 47 seconds to play here in the second period, East will need to kill off a penalty, and then also at the start of the third period as well. A reminder, once again, you can hear all of our East and Everest hockey and basketball broadcasts as podcasts. They are posted on our website, foxsportswausau.com, as soon as the games are completed. And you can always check the archives if you've missed one of the games. East had five skaters out there not realizing that they had a penalty. So Eric Schumacher will skate off. Lumberjacks win the draw, though, and they're able to clear the puck out. Knuckles sent that the length of the ice on net. The Skula picked up the penalty for hooking. Here comes Sun Prairie back the other way. Into the zone they come. In the corner, Sun Prairie with it. Romanski trying to tie that up. Cravens in as well. They're tying the puck up. Sun Prairie looking to get control of it. They send it out to the point. There's a shot. That didn't get through. Blocked by Romanski and then cleared away by Krasowski. 12 seconds remaining in the period. Can Sun Prairie get one more attack here before the period comes to an end? I don't think so, because East controls the puck shorthanded down there along the boards. That's Cravens. And that will be the end of the second period. So the Lumberjacks scored two quick goals here at the beginning of the second period, and they have taken the lead. We're at our second intermission, and the Lumberjacks lead 2-1. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.